For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. President Obama and his Afghan counterpart, President Hamid Karzai, both said today that they will negotiate for immunity for any American troops that remain in Afghanistan after next year's planned military transition. During a joint press conference at the White House, Obama said that immunity must exist in order for him to agree to leave any troops there beyond 2014.
It will not be possible for us to have any kind of U.S. troop presence post-2014 without assurances that our men and women who are operating there are in some way subject to the jurisdiction of another country.
Meanwhile, Obama would not say exactly how many troops will remain in Afghanistan after next year, but he'll make his decision based on the recommendations of commanders on the ground there. Obama did say, however, that starting this spring, the American mission will begin its final phase of transitioning from combat to support. By this summer, it's expected that Afghan forces will be in charge of about 90% of their country's security. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Of the dead. to the Things Not Seen radio program. I am Manti, your host. Good evening. 9 o'clock. This is interesting. 9:07 on the East Coast of the United States of America. And today is the 11th of January, 1/11, which is cool, 2013. So glad that you joined me here, whether it be live or on podcast after the fact. I appreciate you very much. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, it's 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen radio program, broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios, part of the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Also, please visit thetraditionalamericanmovement.com for a plethora of awesomeness. Of course, we're on Facebook as well at Conservative Nation Radio, and at on Twitter at CNR Show. CNR Show. It's also our hashtag, CNR Show, and my personal hashtag, Things Not Seen. It is registered and everything, so that's pretty awesome. Again, thanks for joining me. We'll be here till 11 o'clock every Friday night, 718-305-7176. Chat room is open. We have some folks in there to talking it up, so feel free to join the conversation. I've been on for, you know, a couple episodes now, and just wanted to reintroduce myself in case there are a lot of first-time listeners here, which I expect there will be. Again, my name is Manti. I live in Delaware. First off, I am a husband, father of two boys, and a Christian. I'm just a normal man living a normal life in northern Delaware. My love of radio began around age 5 when I started listening to Don Imus daily in the New Jersey suburbs of New York City. I would continue to listen to Imus all the way through college. As a child, I would listen to Mets baseball games on the radio and often fall asleep to them on warm summer nights. My dream to be on the air was fulfilled in the mid-1990s at a small New Jersey station called WRPR. Initially, just doing a music show dedicated to my beloved heavy metal. I soon had a talk show and was a broadcaster of local high school football games. I always handled my own production and promotion for my on-air work and would strive for the most professional programming I could create, and that obviously is continuing here. Alas, the real world came calling, and I went to work for a paycheck, so radio took a back seat. And as my outlook on life, politics, and morality matured, my love of radio has never left me. I was a fan of Glenn Beck before most heard of him in 2000. Today, I count Dennis Prager and Michael Medved among the elite minds of our time. Dennis Miller, I've always adored him also, even when he wasn't so conservative. He's one of the funniest dudes in the world. And I'm extremely humbled and energized to be welcomed into this Conservative Nation Radio Network for my return to the airwaves. Again, this is the Things Not Seen radio program. I personally am an abortion abolitionist, not a little beyond pro-life. I don't know what exactly how you describe it, other than abolition of the act is the only solution. I am a stalwart opponent of Sharia law, which is Islamic religious law, for those of you who don't know. And I'm an advocate for persecuted Christians worldwide. I'm squarely conservative fiscally and socially, though I have been a registered independent my entire voting life until this year, in order to vote in my state's presidential primary. I proudly supported Herman Cain as Delaware state director and nationally on Team Cain, facilitating other state leaders. After Mr. Cain's withdrawal, I was asked to leave my state for Newt Gingrich, so I did. After the primary season, I was asked to be campaign manager for a conservative Republican named Kevin Wade for the United States Senate, and I gladly accepted that as I had called to come Mr. Wade a friend. In the wake of the 2012 elections, it became clear to me that my biggest influence will be in the popular culture realm, as politics is a lagging indicator of where we are as a nation. As far as 2016, I will support Rand Paul for president and no one else, as I view him as our last real hope for a common-sense capitalist society. But my focus won't be there. It will be on the institutional breeding grounds of the left and progressive laboratories. And to those ends, I've created a company called Trinity Media, located at trinitymediaonline.com. And you can hear all about that on my show, obviously, in the months to come here. I maintain a blog at Manti, that's M-A-N-T-E-I, at Word, excuse me, manti.wordpress.com. I also enjoy reading, writing movies, music, and playing the drums. So there you have it. That is me. And if you'd like to join me, 718-305-7176, conservativenationradio.org. You can actually go right there now and or any time and listen to or click on the Listen Live tab. It's right there on the homepage. And you can tune into who's ever on the air. At the time, we have shows close to every day here, every night, basically, except for Sunday where it's afternoon, which is totally rad. So please tune in as much as possible. Spread the word. Tell your friends. And you certainly don't have to be a conservative person to call me and talk. I'm to the point where I feel comfortable in my positions in defending them. And I, you know, consider myself a thoughtful person. So I'll never dismiss anyone out of hand unless you're a crazy troll, in which case I reserve the right to hang up on you immediately or after mocking you. Or hanging up first and then mocking you. It's my decision. It's my show, my call. So again, I'd love to have you participate no matter where you fall about basically any subject. You hear other shows say, open line Friday, open mind Friday. I'm open everything every Friday. Okay. So any topic you wish to explore, please feel free. Again, phone call or chatting or tweeting or Facebooking, all that stuff. We got it all covered here. So we would appreciate your contributions to the program. Coming up on 9:15 already. I hope my one hope basically at this time slot is not to fall asleep. So let's all get together and pray about that, shall we? I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So tonight should be an interesting program. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the other shows on the network. We're really launching here with the network itself. Last night, we had a world premiere of a brand-new show with people who actually have some fame behind them. Talk about them later, and we're very blessed to have them. We're going to talk about Second Amendment issues here before the bottom of the hour. A lot of that stuff going on. Like great article by Judge Andrew Napolitano, which I want to read and talk about. And in the second hour, things like Mission of Trinity, Roe v. Wade, 40th anniversary is coming up in about a week and a half. We'll discuss that, as well as future guests and things not so serious like the National Football League and my beloved Eagles. And the NHL season and basketball and all this kind of stuff. So appreciate if you stick around. Give me a call if you're so inclined. 718-305-7176 here till 11 p.m. And again, hope I will stay awake for you. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. Not only has the year changed, but there are changes coming to conservativenationradio.org. Starting next Sunday, the 13th, that's 2 days from now, conservativenationradio.org will be moving all our shows Monday through Thursday to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central. But like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher will still be with us for Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. It's a new year and a new schedule on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will continue the discussion right after this.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Martha
and
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
then you should be there.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Welcome on back to the Things Not Seen radio program. I'm Manti, your host, here till 11 p.m., if I can make it. And glad to have you with us. Hopefully you've heard me before, but if not, welcome. I'm very happy to have you as a listener. And as you could probably tell here from my musical choice, I'm a fan of the metal. Don't let that scare you. It'll be okay, and I'll educate you. No worries there. So I wanted to talk about this. I mean, you can't really miss it if you're if you look at any news at all in life. This gun stuff is just in your face, and obviously, the school shooting here in Connecticut was a major precipitator of this latest conversation, and brings up a lot of emotions and a lot of people, and made me angry and sad and depressed and all that kind of stuff, not the least of which was because I have a son in kindergarten right now, so not fun. However, I also don't want to go swing wildly to the other side and say, oh, this is it's never going to happen. It's the odds are astronomical and it's things are getting, you know, things are less crazy now than they were. I don't believe that. There's a factor and a variable in there called a human decision and choice, where it in the same vein as terrorism, where there are specific targets. It's not indiscriminate like a natural disaster, lightning strike, or a mechanical malfunction in an airplane. There's an element, a choice in there, and an evil choice. And so that's what separates this whole thing. Again, there's a great article by Judge Napolitano about this, just the whole issue about the Second Amendment and what it means and how important it is. In fact, I'm going to read that to you first and then discuss the implications of that and how it applies. You can find this on foxnews.com, Guns and Freedom, I think is the title. But it's other places as well. So if you have an aversion to Fox, feel free to continue to look. These are his words. These are not mine. I'll just take a minute here. Judge Napolitano, libertarian hero, and makes sense sometimes, and in this case, makes a lot of sense. So these are his words. We'll talk about it. Andrew Napolitano, the right of the people to keep and bear arms is an extension of the natural right to self-defense and a hallmark of personal sovereignty. It is specifically insulated from governmental interference by the Constitution and has historically been the linchpin of resistance to tyranny. And yet, the progressives in both political parties stand ready to use the coercive power of the government to interfere with the exercise of that right by law-abiding persons because of the gross abuse of that right by some crazies in our midst. When Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, he was marrying the nation at its birth to the ancient principles of natural law that have animated the Judeo-Christian tradition in the West. Those principles have operated as a brake on all the governments that recognize them by enunciating the concept of natural rights. As we have been created in the image and likeness of God the Father, we are perfectly free just as He is. Thus, the natural law teaches that our freedoms are pre-political and come from our humanity and not from the government. And as our humanity is ultimately divine in origin, the government, even by majority vote, cannot morally take natural rights away from us. A natural right is an area of individual human behavior, like thought, speech, worship, travel, self-defense, privacy, ownership and use of property, consensual personal intimacy, immune from government interference, and for the exercise of which we don't need the government's permission. The essence of humanity is freedom. Government, whether voted in peacefully or thrust upon us by force, is essentially the negation of freedom. Throughout the history of the world, people have achieved freedom when those in power have begrudgingly given it up. From the assassination of Julius Caesar to King John's forced signing of the Magna Carta, from the English Civil War to the triumph of the Allies at the end of World War II, from the fall of communism to the Arab Spring, governments have permitted so-called nobles and everyday folk to exercise more personal freedom as a result of their demands for it and their fighting for it. This constitutes power permitting liberty. The American experience was the opposite. Here, each human being is sovereign, as the colonists were right after the Revolution. Here, the delegation to the government of some sovereignty, a personal dominion over self, by each American permitted the government to have limited power in order to safeguard the liberties we retained. Stated differently, Americans gave up some limited personal freedom to the new government so it could have the authority and resources to protect the freedoms we retained. Individuals are sovereign in America, not the government. This constitutes liberty permitting power. But we did not give up any natural rights. Rather, we retained them. It is the choice of every individual whether to give them up. Neither our neighbors nor the government can make those choices for us because we are all without the moral or legal authority to interfere with anyone else's natural rights. Since the government derives all of its powers from the consent of the governed, and since we each lack the power to interfere with the natural rights of another, how could the government lawfully have that power? It doesn't. Were this not so, our rights would not be natural. They would be subject to the government's whim. To assure that no government would infringe on the natural rights of anyone here, the founders incorporated Jefferson's thesis underlying the Declaration into the Constitution and, with respect to self-defense, into the Second Amendment. As recently as 2 years ago, the Supreme Court recognized this when it held the right to keep and bear arms in one's home is a pre-political individual right that only sovereign Americans can surrender and that the government cannot take from us, absent our individual waiver. There have been practical historical reasons for the near universal historical acceptance of the individual possession of this right. The dictators and monsters of the 20th century, from Stalin, Hitler, from Castro to Pol Pot, from Mao to Assad, have disarmed their people. And only because some of those people resisted in the disarming were all eventually enabled to fight the dictators for freedom. Sometimes they lost, sometimes they won. The principal reason the colonists won the American Revolution is that they possess weapons equivalent in power and precision to those of the British government. If the colonists had been limited to crossbows that they had registered with the King's government in London, while the British troops used gunpowder that they fought us here, George Washington and Jefferson would have been captured and hanged. We also defeated the King's soldiers because they didn't know who among us was armed, because there was no requirement of a permission slip from the government in order to exercise the right to self-defense. Imagine the howls of protest if permission were required as a precondition to exercising freedom of speech. Today, the limitations on the power and precision of the guns we can lawfully own are not only violate our natural right to self-defense and our personal sovereignties, they assure that a tyrant can more easily disarm and overcome us. The historical reality of the Second Amendment protection of the right to keep and bear arms is not that it protects the right to shoot deer. It protects the right to shoot tyrants, and it protects the right to shoot them at them effectively, thus with the same instruments they would use upon us. If the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto had the firepower and ammunition that the Nazis did, some of Poland might have stayed free and more persons would have survived the Holocaust. Most people in government reject natural rights and personal sovereignty. Most people in government believe the exercise of everyone's rights is subject to the will of those in the government. Most people in government believe they can write any law and regulate any behavior, not subject to natural law, not subject to the sovereignty of individuals, not cognizant of history's tyrants, but subject only to what they can get away with. Did you empower the government to impair the freedom of us all because of the mania and terror of a few? So are the words of Judge Andrew Napolitano. And I think it's an excellent, excellent brain food, and most of it basically just bottom lines it, this whole discussion that we're having nationally. You know, why is this such an important situation, and why are people beginning to feel threatened with this talk of executive orders and banning certain types of weapons? You know, to those of us who understand the bottom line of this, any talk about, you know, any type of restriction is bull, okay? But then you really start getting specific and bypassing the Congress, and oh boy, now the slope has begun. Better be careful to the point where, excuse me, there's a little epidemic rolling around the country. I don't know if you know that. So it's scary to a lot of folks, to the point where people are selling out of these magazines that are going to be outlawed here maybe next week. There's a huge back order. What's the number I saw? 100,000, a million back orders, some outrageous number. I mean, huge. People are scared that they're not going to be able to get what they want anymore. And even, you know, if Senator Feinstein has her way, well, she really has her way. There was a video a couple of years ago that came out that if she had her way totally, there would be no private ownership of weapons, period. And she thought that was hunky-dory. Now she's just talking about banning a certain type of gun and registering all handguns and grandfathering. You know, if you're grandfathered and you have an exception, well, that means if people are going to go out and buy as much as they can before she gets to pass it, anything. And, you know, Tuesday apparently is going to be a day of some kind of announcement by our president about what he's going to do. So, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to be optimistic, right? Can we ban her? I see in the chat room, Feinstein? Probably not. Probably not. It's probably not going to work. Although funny and good to think about. It is now 9:30. 9:30 p.m. on the Things Not Seen radio program. I'm Manti, your host here till 11. Phone number 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. ConservativeRadioNetwork.org. And we're going to take a quick break and be back shortly. And again, we'd love to have you participate in any way possible. And again, we're on Twitter, Facebook, hashtag CNR Show. That's also our Twitter handle, CNR Show. And Things Not Seen is a hashtag you can use for me. All right. So we'll be back in just a moment. Again, this is the Things Not Seen radio program. Please feel free to participate. Be right back.
This is D-Rock, and you're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here? Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Welcome back. Things on Scene radio program, Friday night, 9 to 11, and I'll be with you through it all. Manti is the name, and glad to have you. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. I've been reminded, don't forget the hashtag TRADAM, T-R-A-D-A-M. That refers to the traditional American network movement. God, one of these days I'm gonna memorize this. TheTraditionalAmericanMovement.com. TheTraditionalAmericanMovement.com. It's a pretty big deal, that place, and we're happy to be partnered with them. Very, very happy indeed. So, welcome back to the broadcasting location of the Trinity Media Studios. This is the Things Not Seen radio program here, 9 to 11. As I said, before the break, we're just talking about this Andrew Napolitano story, opinion, guns and freedom, about how they're intertwined. And I mean, basically what he didn't say is, and what I've been saying a lot lately is, the what's the human condition? What's the default of man? That is to oppress and acquire greater power for yourself, and be tyrannical. I mean, there's really no alternative history on this. It's just the way it goes. That's why constitutions are set up in general, and why ours is so unique and long-lasting up to this point. You know, I don't know what the future holds. There's nobody, you know, nobody guarantees that it'll be around. At all. Forget 50 years, or 20 years, or 5 years. So, got to be careful. Got to pay attention and be careful. And just one more aspect to this, which is a lot of progressives, you know, the Piers Morgans of the world, oh, well, turning them into a hick here. Well, you see, right, if everyone had it gone, right? No. You wouldn't want anyone shooting. Would you want everyone shooting at once? You were like the old West. Is that what you want? Right? That kind of stuff. If there were people, good people with guns, that would be worse than just having bad guys shoot up the joint and kill innocent people. Here are some instances that I've gathered. And it's not exhaustive at all. At all. But check these out. And tell your friends this if they have similar opinions to Mr. Morgan. A 1997 high school shooting in Pearl, Mississippi was halted by the school's vice principal after he retrieved the Colt 45 he kept in his truck. When chalk went up for good guys with a gun. 1998 middle school shooting ended when a man living next door heard gunfire and apprehended the shooter with his shotgun. Ding. Win for good guy with gun. 2002 law school shooting in Grundy, Virginia came to an abrupt conclusion when students carrying firearms confronted the shooter. Ding, ding, ding. Students, plural, carrying firearms. Huh. I'm beginning to sense a pattern. 2007 mall shooting, Ogden, Utah, ended when an armed off-duty police officer intervened. 2009, workplace shooting in Houston, Texas, was halted by two co-workers who carried concealed handguns. You know, it's almost as if you run into a crazy man with a gun, if you pull one on him, he's going to stop. Or if he doesn't, he'll be dead. Okay. 2012, last year, church shooting in Aurora, Colorado, my favorite town. Of course, this is the same place as the Batman incident. 2012, church shooting in Aurora was stopped by a member of the congregation carrying a gun. Whoa! Double whammy. That's an individual, a civilian in church carrying a gun, stopped a bad guy who was going to shoot up the church. That's awesome. Last month, mall shooting in Portland, Oregon. Gunman killed two, then took his own life after being confronted by a shopper carrying a concealed weapon. Ha! And also last month, San Antonio, Texas. Gunman in a movie theater. Shot one victim, then was shot by armed security officer. Massacre averted. I mean, jeez. This tells you a little something, doesn't it? Doesn't it? A little bit. Right? It's not just an academic exercise. It's not a pointy-headed conversation or debate that you get to have on your local radio show. It's real life. And there's example after example after example. And there was that one interview President Obama gave, forget the outlet, but they brought up, hey, well, what about this idea about, keeping armed guards, you know, security or ex-military or the teachers themselves, prison, whoever, somebody armed at every school. Sounds like common sense, right? Obama said, well, we don't want to, you know, dismiss anything, blah, 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 and take everything into account. And there's a lot of good ideas. And I don't know if that, what did he say? I don't know if that would be the best course of action. I don't know, some crap. You knew right then and there he's not going to do that. I mean, that's not going to even come out of his mouth ever again. So I don't have any hope that that's going to come out in this recommendation here next week, unfortunately. So we have ample examples of basically good people with guns stopping bad people with guns. It's kind of just that simple. It's always been that way. Nothing new. There's nothing to do with new technology or new high-powered weapons or any damn thing else. Crazy people and unstable people and evil people will use whatever they can get their hands on and kill other folks, usually innocent ones, because that's what evil does, right? So, go back to the Old West, the colonial period, Europe, and you pick the country, I don't know. I mean, there's no difference. Things don't change. The more they stay and the more they stay the same, the more things change, the more they stay the same. There's nothing new under the sun. All right? That's what God says. So let's just take that to heart. All right? 9:41. All of a sudden, Things Not Seen radio program, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. I am Manti, your host. I'll be here every Friday, 9 to 11, God willing, and consciousness willing. 9 to 11. Weird. Big day in my life. So anyway, please feel free to join us at that number. We have a chat room open right now. Anyone who wants to join, please feel free and engage. You don't have to talk to me if you don't want. There's a bevy of geniuses ready to chat with you, and some of them even have programs. Maybe. here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Please visit us. Tell your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And always remember, thetraditionalamericanmovement.com. They have forums there that are tremendous, second to none. And you can really get in touch with patriotic folks from all over the country immediately and at no cost. What do you know? ConservativeNationRadio.org. Okay? Just remember that. And this is the Things Not Seen Radio program from the Trinity Media Studios. And we'll be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to join me. After the break, we are going to cough. Excuse me. We are going to talk about some awesome new stuff. All right? You're not going to believe it. Excuse me. But until then, just a short message. Starting this Monday, January 14th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, join Duke Brooks here on conservativenationradio.org for Radio Free America. Duke lists anti-communist among his hobbies, which is probably why the NBC didn't hire him to fly a National Network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and America, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America this Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And more of the conversation with you kind folks after a short break. It is now 9:45 in the p.m. The United States of America on the East Coast. We hope you're awake and having a ball. And we thank you for joining us. Again, this is the Things Not Seen radio program.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Seeing radio program. I'm Manti, your host, here at 11 o'clock. Somehow, some way, I will get it done. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Please feel free to join me. I'm a nice guy. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. And we got some wild and wacky stuff going on in the chat room here. Let me take a look. Yes. I thought churches were supposed to be gun-free zones. Well, Warrior Catholic, I don't know the answer to that. I guess it would depend on the church. Pretty cool one, though. You know, honestly, it sounds like that dude didn't care if he was allowed to or not. He's going to take it in there just in case. Anyways, listen, I don't do sarcasm, all right? I only dish it out. I don't take it. Pardon me, please. Blame the virus, bacteria, fungus, yeast, whatever's causing my my coughing fit. I apologize. And you're right. There should be no gun-free zones. That's ridiculous. I don't know how any of these things are constitutional at all. I really don't. how could you have a caveat, you know, among after caveat after caveat after caveat. Delaware is a open carry state. We're not a very big state, of course. We're the second smallest. But we are open carry, which means technically the law is you can walk around in public with a weapon in plain sight on you. And that's not a problem. So I'm thinking about giving that a shot. All right, rephrase, giving that a try. And see how that goes. I mean, you know, okay, fine, you're walking on the street, you're doing your own thing, that's one thing. Obviously, on your property, that's not an issue. But I'm thinking, okay, well, what happens when you go to the Barnes & Nobles or the Best Buy or a restaurant? Is somebody going to freak out and say you can't do that in here? I'm really not sure how that would work because most of these places don't have signs that announce a policy one way or the other. So I assume on a private business you can restrict whatever you want. So it's dodgy for sure. A little weird. Maybe if someone has experience in that, please give me a call. Let me know what the deal is. Especially here in Delaware, that would be phenomenal. 718-305-7176. Sorry, I don't have a local number for you. But in these days of cell phones and free long distance, it really doesn't matter, does it? 718-305-7176. Things Not Seen radio program here till 11 p.m. Concealed carry, I mean, that's not, as I talked about a week or two ago here on the program, it's not an option. For people who, I mean, you need several hundred dollars just to apply, and the hassle is like the world's greatest hassle. You have to totally expose yourself publicly. Like literally put an ad in the newspaper, tell everyone where you live and who you are. Get affidavits from five people you're not related to in your county. And if you're in a situation like me, I have a job where I don't even work in the state. So, you know, finding people to vouch for you is kind of tough when you don't, you know, you're not palling around much socially. Anyways, if you have any opinions on this, give me a call, 718-305-7176, or stop by the very hip and happening jumping chat room here on the program. Just go to conservativenationradio.org, click on Listen Live. You can get right into the show page and see where the chat room is and all that good stuff. So thanks for joining me. I'm Manti, here till 11 o'clock. Things Not Seen. Again, just wanted to give you a quick rundown of what we're all about. I'm going to do whatever I feel like talking about. There's no format whatsoever other than I'm a conservative person and that's gets me on this network. Other than that, I'm going to really branch out and try to be different. I'm going to use humor when I can and talk about, you know, like I said, kind of mundane things like music and sports, things that interest me, works of fiction, movies, things of that nature. Feel free to give me a call on that stuff. Not a problem. But also about serious things. You know, my three main concerns, as I mentioned in my intro, are abolishing abortion. There's no middle ground on that, and there's no reason to delay it. No reason why some brave soul in the Congress can't put that amendment to the Constitution, start that process right now. Being that they're not means really, you know, I don't know, who do we really have? If people aren't doing that, what the heck are we doing? If you're supposed to be a pro-life person, I don't get it. Anyway, that's critically important. It's about the nation. Other than innocent kids, I mean, that's, anyway, we can talk about more about that. That's number one. Number two, stopping Sharia implementation. It's a cancer in the world. It truly is. And it's basically an evil thing. It's just an evil thing. And it leads to all kinds of bad stuff. I mean, I don't have to talk about how women suffer under the Sharia, okay? And we don't want that. We don't want any part of it. We don't want any 1% bit. But it's creeping in. It's creeping in. Europe's paying the price right now, and it's coming here. And it's already here to some degree. I mean, it's innocuously enough. It starts with bank loans. Right, you're not allowed to charge X amount of interest because that's not Sharia compliant loans. Then it's stuff like can't eat pork, stuff like, you know, things nobody really cares about, and you shouldn't care about, except that it's part of a larger goal. And again, just we'll talk about Islam in general and theological. Obviously, the problems are upon the millions, and we can go on about that forever, but it's also a political movement. You really can't separate it at all. It is a political movement who has a religious message. So that's why there's no, you can't just have a, you know, conversation about which religion is better or whatever, stuff like that. So that's number two, stopping Sharia. Number three is alerting the, you can't really do anything about it, really, but just alerting the world to, you know, our country about persecution worldwide and how spoiled we are, how we tend to just get lost in our day-to-day lives and don't realize to even believe, to even speak out and say that Jesus is the way and he's your master and he is your king and you serve him only. God forbid you convert from some other thing to that, or you just to have a meeting in a church, and that's a loose term. I mean, just somebody's house, have a Bible study. It's illegal in some places. And the stories go on and on and on and on. And then, of course, the more widespread Islam is in your nation, the more persecution you're going to get. Between, you know, the communist nations and the Islamic nations, that's most of your persecution right there. So when socialism and Sharia come knocking, Christianity is the target. You're in the way, right? That's what it's all about. The progressive movement and the Islamic movement. It's about knocking us off. So be vigilant and be careful. And so those are my main goals here as far as serious topics on the show. Be happy to hear your opinions and thoughts. 718-305-7176. Things on Scene Radio program. The name of the show, even, we can go into a little bit. I have a graphic of the, you know, like a logo of the show here on the show page. You'll see it. It's a work of art, basically. It's representing Elijah and the chariot of fire coming down from heaven. And it's a kick-ass picture. I mean, I really love it. I was actually searching for a representation art-wise of Elisha when he's with his servant, and they're going against this big army, and the servant's like, this is crazy, I'm petrified, look at all these guys after us, we can't possibly win. And then Elisha's like, Lord, can you show him what the deal is, please? And God revealed he pulled back the veil and showed the servant the things that are not seen, and showed the great army of heavenly hosts that far outnumbered their enemies. And that's why they won. So it's a very, it's not only a spiritual reality, it's an actual reality. We can get into that a lot as shows progress, but I'm absolutely convinced that it's a physical manifestation, that when you say when the Bible talks about things being hidden, and faith is about the things not seen. That's not an abstract idea. That's telling you the physical world. That there are things all around you right now. Just because you can't see it. Well, how do you explain that scientifically? That sounds like mumbo jumbo. Well, it's called string theory. If you're into that physics stuff, looking into theoretical physics and the M theory and the theory of everything. I mean, there's a couple different names, but basically it's called string theory, where there are basic tenet of that is there are 10 dimensions. You know, we live in a three-dimensional world that we can see. The fourth dimension is time, so we can measure how we proceed. But then, oh, by the way, then there's 5 through 10. So there is a very scientific explanation for things existing all around you that you can't perceive or see. And sometimes God allows us to see or feel, be a part of that. And then, I mean, that's what you'd call the heavenly dimension. Okay? Anyways, let's not get too far off track. It's almost time for my break. Well-deserved, I might add. Top of the hour is coming up here, almost 10 o'clock, 9:58 in the East Coast of the United States of America. Greatest country in the world, in the history of the world, as a matter of fact. And that's thanks to God and the Constitution. Right? Right. So, I'd appreciate your time. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Time for a break. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. We will talk more about the mission of the show and of Trinity and the Roe vs. Wade anniversary, March for Life coming up, Voice of the Martyrs, guests, and all that stuff coming up in the second hour. We sure appreciate you sticking around. Again, this is the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org, thetraditionalamericanmovement.com. Please visit us on Facebook, Conservative Nation Radio, CNR Show on Twitter, and TradAM on Twitter, TRADAM. Hashtags galore, and join us any way you can. Tell everyone about us, because we're here for the long haul. And again, I'll be bringing you more information about two other shows in our lineup for the coming week. Stay tuned for that. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've had a pleasant first hour here, and I've got one to go. And we'll be back shortly. Again, this is the Things Not Seen radio program. Thank you so much for joining. We'll be back shortly.
Good afternoon. For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. President Obama and his Afghan counterpart, President Hamid Karzai, both said today that they will negotiate for immunity for any American troops that remain in Afghanistan after next year's planned military transition. During a joint press conference at the White House, Obama said that immunity must exist in order for him to agree to leave any troops there beyond 2014.
It will not be possible for us to have any kind of U.S. troop presence post-2014 without assurances that our men and women who are operating there are in some way subject to the jurisdiction of another country.
Meanwhile, Obama would not say exactly how many troops will remain in Afghanistan after next year, but he'll make his decision based on the recommendations of commanders on the ground there. Obama did say, however, that starting this spring, the American mission will begin its final phase of transitioning from combat to support. By this summer, it's expected that Afghan forces will be in charge of about 90% of their country's security. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
right, welcome back. Things on Steam Radio program. Little Iced Earth for you. That was a song called Declaration Day. And the beginning of that was our national anthem, Star Spangled Banner. But that song Declaration Day is very impactful to me. And posted some lyrics there to it in our chat room. So take a look at that. Again, phone number 718-305-7176. We actually have a caller on the line. I'm honored at this time to be speaking with a fellow Christopher from the state of Virginia who I hear has a show here on the network as well. We can talk about that later. Chris, how are you, sir? Welcome to Things Not Seen.
Oh, dude, I was just jamming out to that music. It's good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to open some minds over here. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great.
You were talking earlier about Sharia and what it represents and how it finds a strange bedfellow with the progressives here. And you wanted to say a little bit about that. I think you put it well.
Yeah, I find it darkly amusing that the party of death, that would be the Democrats, who enshrine abortion, the slaughter of unborn children, as the ultimate epitome of women's rights, who are all in favor of gay marriage and all these things, will bend over backwards to accommodate anything the Muslims have to say, who are completely against all these things. You try to even mention something like gay marriage in a Muslim country, and you'll find people trying to kill you. So, you know, you have I think it's probably because Muslims get offended if you so much as sneeze in the general direction of Muhammad, and they'll start, you know, throwing rocks and burning cars and stuff. But but it's okay to put a crucifix in a jar of urine and call it art. You know, we can offend the Christians. That's okay because we're so uptight. But, no, we gotta really cater to the Muslims because they might get angry.
Yeah, that's basically it. And, you know, I don't mind. Bring it all on. You know, that's my take on it. I'm really not offended by this stuff. I think it's kind of funny. But that's cool. You know, I'm for offending everyone. You know, I like that Family Guy show. That's fine with me.
As long as you don't discriminate, you know.
Yeah, it's not a big thing to ask, right? South Park is a great example of that. They haul off on absolutely everybody. And that's great. That's great. You got to laugh at yourself at some point. But, you know, when you're talking about serious things, and, I mean, we see it over and over and over again. There's no tolerance for any divergent opinion in the Islamic world whatsoever. And unfortunately, I don't know about you, but for me personally, I know why that is. Your non-religious friends or your you know postmodern friends, what have you, they don't, anyone on the left, of course, they don't understand why what this motivation is. They think it's all because they're poor, because they're dispossessed, right? Because they've been driven out of their land or some bogus reason. But the problem is, if you think God is on your side and you are fanatical about it, you don't care about any of that stuff. The motivation behind putting a bomb on you is because you think God wants you to do it. That's the bottom line. I mean, there's really no other reason. And that's why this is such a conundrum for a lot of folks, is they don't get that, you know, very simple truth. And I know you've been in harm's way with these folks around. So it's different to see it actually happening in real life, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you, man. I appreciate your call.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Anytime. I'm sorry you had to hold on there before the break. My
it was an enjoyable break.
I didn't even notice. Very good, sir. Thank you much, and we look forward to talking to you on your program as well. I'll be pimping it here pretty soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Have a good night. Bye. All right. Please feel free to follow up Chris here. 718-305-7176. Phone number. Things Not Seen Radio program. It's almost quarter after 10 at night. Man, oh, man. I haven't been up this late since college. Well, you know, I'm seriously, I don't really stay up late. People make fun of me for this, like because I have a regular sleep schedule and all that. I'm sorry. It's just the way I am. I get up early usually, so I have a perfectly good excuse. But I don't even, my wife and I, you know, we'll try to stay up. We can't even do New Year's anymore. New Year's Eve, go to midnight. Nah, I'm in bed. Oh, New Year's. Terrific. Coffee? No, coffee does not work. Plus, I don't like it, which is bad also. Yeah, I'm a soda guy. Coke Zero is my drug of choice, and caffeine there is pretty good. So, spending time with your wife is good for marriage, by the way. Please do so. Please do so. Forever faithful, indeed. So, again, thanks for joining me. But why don't we just take another break here, real quick? Then we'll come back and talk about some more stuff. Things on Scene Radio program. Tell your friends. Spread the word. ConservativeNationRadio.org is here. We are blowing up all over the interwebs and in your earlobes. So pleased to be a part of it with you. If you're listening live or on recording, I appreciate you very much. And please tell all your conservative and progressive friends. I got to get the word liberal out of my mind. I just can't take it anymore. I give them a pass when you say that. You know, they call themselves progressives. Let's just say it the way it is and, you know, do it that way. Because socialists, I mean, that's true also, but that usually doesn't work with the uninformed. So they get progressive and conservative and they see the juxtaposition there. Anyhow, 718-305-7176, stop by. ConservativeNationRadio.org, click on Listen Live, and you can get right in here to the chat room. Always remember, always, always, always remember thetraditionalamericanmovement.com. thetraditionalamericanmovement.com, hashtag TradAm. Please visit us on Facebook and like us at Conservative Nation Radio, if you please, please, please. Follow us at CNR Show on Twitter, CNR Show. That's also the hashtag, CNR Show, and my personal hashtag, Things Not Seen. And it's about time for a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about Roe versus Wade anniversary and what that means. So I hope you stay tuned. And I appreciate you being here. Again, this is a Things Not Seen radio program. I'm sorry, I don't want to cough on you. And we will be back in just a moment. There is strength in conservatism, which is why we're all here. And Brenda Ward has been with ConservativeNationRadio.org since the very beginning. And thankfully, she's still here. Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, Nikki Haley, they've got nothing on Brenda. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Is the place to hear from real women who are real conservatives. So let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome too. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward at ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. More of your calls and talk right after this.
When a call for a medic went out, Alan left the covered position to run to render aid. That was when he was hit.
The bullet struck him on the right side between his body armor.
Say a prayer for peace.
Alan was one of the first wounded warriors to come out of Iraq in 2003. I'm Trace Adkins, and I want to tell you about Wounded Warrior Project and how they helped this brave young man and his family.
There was life in his eyes, but everything else was non-responsive.
The doctors anticipated that Alan would be bedridden and need to be spoon-fed for the rest of his life.
The job of helping wounded warriors rebuild their lives is massive and growing every day. Your gift of just $19 a month will help wounded warriors like Alan, who refuse to give up.
I'm in the fields of Vietnam, the mountains of Afghanistan.
Alan earned the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star for his actions on the battlefield. He is a true American hero. But Alan became my hero for the battle he fought day after day after day to get his life back.
Your call today and a gift of $19 a month can help provide our wounded warriors with desperately needed programs and services through Wounded Warrior Project.
I would encourage you to donate to the Wounded Warrior Project.
It's going to take a lot of us for a long time to help these young men and women.
Call or go online with a pledge of $19 a month and you'll receive this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
Wounded Warrior Project, all I can really say is thank you. Thank you for being there and giving me something to achieve.
Say a prayer for peace.
Welcome back. Things on Scene Radio program, 718-305-7176 is the phone number, and I'm Anti, your host, here till 11 o'clock. I'm still awake. I can't hardly believe this, but it's true. 10:20 p.m. on the East Coast, January 11th, 2013. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll be here every Friday, your Friday night fix or something. I'm not sure. I love you so much. And I love this opportunity so much that I'm missing Fringe, okay? There's only 3 episodes of Fringe left in the entire series. And the first of the 3 last ones is tonight. Right now. Actually, I guess it just went off 20 minutes ago. Point is, I'm committed. And I'm happy to be with you. And hopefully... moderately entertaining. I have DVR'd it. Some of you may be asking. It's a problem. With two little boys, it's tough to schedule a time. Plus, if you have to, one of the other things that on your must-do list in life is to watch the NFL playoffs. Time runs out pretty fast. Anyways, actually, we can talk about that if you want. If I want, I might. Who knows? While we're at it, let's do that. NFL playoffs this weekend. You've got number one. Before the season began, I made predictions for the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. My conference final predictions were AFC Patriots versus Texans. Now, that's not going to happen because they're playing each other in this round, but pretty darn close. And the NFC, I predicted the Falcons, Atlanta, and Green Bay Packers. And that still can happen, and I'm betting that it will happen. And the Super Bowl, I had, again, this is in September, I had picked Green Bay versus New England. So I'm sticking with it. Atlanta's going to be tough to beat at home by anyone. But I think Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback right now in the NFC. So there you go. The Ravens and Broncos game, everyone's assuming that Peyton Manning's just going to walk over them. I don't know. I didn't confirm this before the show, but my memory serves, I don't believe, for all his greatness during the regular season, and for my money, Peyton Manning's the greatest regular season quarterback that's ever played. It's really not even close. But once you get in to the playoffs. I'm pretty positive he's lost more than he's won in the playoffs. He's below 500. He won one Super Bowl, true. And he's won a lot of games, but he's lost a lot. He had a reputation there till his first, I don't know, half dozen years in the league of a choker. He's basically like Tony Romo. He'll get you to the playoffs, but then he was terrible. He threw, you know, 3-4 interceptions in playoff games, and that was the end of that. So I have a fee. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I could definitely see that Peyton Manning coming back. Because, I mean, look, you can say they're old all you want. It's true. But Ray Lewis and Ed Reed are Hall of Fame players. So is Manning. But point is, these aren't just, average defenders out there. These are your arch enemy. So, I'm not saying Baltimore will win, but they definitely could. I would not be surprised at all. If Peyton turns in a bad game, Baltimore wins. The New England's going to trounce Houston. I don't see it any other way. Easy win for the Patriots. And whoever wins that Denver and Baltimore game is going to also lose to New England. So there you have it. NFC side, I mean, Seattle is everyone's talking about them. They're very hot right now. And justifiably so. I mean, they're incredibly strong where you need to be in postseason, which is defensively, run the ball, and you have a quarterback who can win you the game. And they have all that. So watch out. Yeah, definitely. I don't think you can go into Atlanta and pull it out. Probably not. Again, not a huge shock if it were to happen, not by any means, but I have a feeling Julio Jones is going to show up in a big way for Atlanta and eke out the victory. It'll be close. I think Atlanta will win a close one. And then Green Bay and San Francisco. That should be another good one also, evenly matched. But again, I like Aaron Rodgers in that matchup. So there you go, my official predictions. And, of course, my Ravens. Give me a break here. I'm looking at the chat room. It's a bad idea. They could. Sir, definitely could. So my Eagles are looking for a coach. And it's going kind of slow, which is fine. It's fine. They're looking at a lot of college coaches, basically. Which is fine with me. I'm a college fan as well. I think both Kellys, Chip Kelly or Brian Kelly, Chip Kelly from Oregon, who darn near was the coach. They almost hired him, but he said, "Nah, I'll go back to Oregon." That's fine. And then Brian Kelly with Notre Dame. I've been a big fan of his for years because he has quite the resume. He brought us a program from Cincinnati who barely even had a football team and brought him into bowl games 2 years in a row. I mean, he's a really, really good coach, I believe. And then look what he did to Notre Dame. Honestly, he's before the season, nobody picked – I mean, they were an 8-win team at the most, and he takes him to 12-0. Granted, he got spanked by Alabama, but still, definitely to be commended. Great coach. I'd love for him to lead the Eagles. But we'll see what happens. If it's not him, I'm hoping for Mike McCoy? I think it's Mike McCoy. He's an assistant with Denver. He's their offensive coordinator right now. And the Eagles could bring him in. That would be great. I'd be cool with that also. They go a defensive coach direction. I really can't. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You're a 4-win team. You got to go somewhere. I don't think defense is the way you're going to win right now. So, Lovie Smith, you know, guy like that, I'll take him as a defense coordinator in a second, but not the head coach. I need an offensive guy. Roll Tide. I'm talking to the chat room here. I apologize to my listeners who can't see it. BCS had Notre Dame number number one. No, he didn't. Well, yeah, before, not after the game. Before that, sure. Because if you take, basically, if you're a major program with a hard schedule, Notre Dame had a hard schedule, and they won all the games, and they're the last major undefeated team. I mean, by default, you're number one. And Alabama lost to Texas A&M, and they lost pretty handily. So, you know, you can't – they weren't a shoo-in as number one. Anyhow, I'm kind of a Nick Saban hater, even though he's a phenomenal coach. I just don't like him as a person, and I'm sick of dynasties in sports. I don't like him. Unless the Eagles can establish one, then we'll see if I change my mind. 10:28 p.m. here on the Things Not Seen radio program every Friday from 9 to 11 every Friday night. Manti, your host, the Conservative Nation Radio Network. Please visit us, conservativenationradio.org, and thetraditionalamericanmovement.com. And there's lots of great stuff at both those places for you to check out. So we'll be back in just a moment here in the Trinity Media Studios, Things Not Seen. And I can't believe it's almost 10:30. This is crazy. I don't even need soda, nothing. Phew. excuse me. After the break, we'll come back and talk about, again, the Roe vs. Wade anniversary. And stuff like that. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. And hopefully, maybe, you can start to turn the tide. And I know there's an encouraging poll, but I mean, we need stuff to change. Not to sound like a Obama supporter, but gotta stop it. That's the bottom line. And we'll talk about possible guests next week, which I'm super excited about. From Voice of the Martyrs, which is, as far as I'm concerned, is the premier Christian charity in the world. And they do phenomenal work, phenomenal. I'll talk about a conference I was at of theirs last year. Hopefully you have another one this year, local to me. It's just one of the great, great things I've ever experienced. So be back in just a moment. Please stay with us. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. It is now 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast of these United States. Be right back.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goats for the old goat.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
You. By the way, if you're curious, I know you are, that buffer music that I play when I come back from a break, the band is called Nightwish. Check them out. Actually, a couple different eras of that band. A couple years ago, they ditched the vocalist that you hear on that track for another one. Inferior, by the way. I don't like the newer singer that they have. Just very ordinary compared to the previous one, who's extraordinary. So check it out. It's very basically just opera singing and power metal music, and it's phenomenal. The albums you want to check out are Wishmaster from 2000, Century Child in 2002, and Once from 2004, if memory serves. Highly acclaimed, in my opinion, as a critic. Things Not Seen is Where You Are. Manti is who is talking to you. Here it's 11 o'clock. And like every Friday, I will be 9 to 11. Things Not Seen on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Please visit us on Facebook and like us at Conservative Nation Radio. Okay? Thank you. Just real quick on the sports topic here. Before I do that, we have a phone caller. Please give us a call, 718-305-7176. There's some insomniacs in the world. And thank you for calling Things Not Seen. How can I help you?
Well, hi, Christopher. This is Brenda.
Brenda, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Like I say, I'm still awake.
You've got toothpicks in your eye.
That's gross. That's really gross. Freaking
oh,
out.
Gosh. Hey, that one of those computers for the BCS still had Notre Dame ranked as number one even after the game.
That's crazy talk.
It is crazy. It's because they don't take into account like the scores. But yes, that one of the BS computers did still have them ranked number one.
Well, they should scan that computer for virus.
Yeah, which is why they some people want to do away with. That's why they're going to bowl playoffs, I guess, or something.
Thank God.
Another year.
Not too soon for me. I mean, it's insane that they haven't done. Well, I know why. We all know why. It's very lucrative. Bowls just make so much money for the programs and the location, you know, who hosts it. It's just they just are fighting tooth and nail to keep it. But excuse me, you got to.
Absolutely, but I did want to, because you were going to talk about that right to life walk.
Yes.
And we need to, because I've heard some people say they need to take that out of our platform, you know, the pro-life. And what they're listening to the media, and we all know the media is lying. I think we're winning this battle because, you know, even Time Magazine had an article how, you know, they that we were winning. And I think we need to keep on.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw what you're talking about. I'm not sure. You know, they're not exactly A, unbiased, or B, friendly to us. But it was interesting. And I don't know, but, you know, my paranoid part says that's just there to rile up the, whoa, what do you mean they're winning? We got to get back on this.
Well, except there's a poll out, too, from which is a conservative group, the Knights of the Columbus, that showed the – there was 80-something percent thought there should be more limits on abortion.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And you like to see that. The problem is, and, you know, it's great to say that, but that's like saying I'd like to see limits on slavery. You know, like, or like, well, if you don't want a slave, don't own one. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It kind of, to me, it falls a little short. I mean, that's all well and good. Believe me, it's good to hear. I don't want anything to happen. But until you really start, you know, speaking in sharper terms and really, for instance, my mom, God, I was going to say God rest her soul. She's still here. She's, God bless her. I feel like Joe Biden over here. She talked to me about this a few weeks ago, and, you know, she's born and raised Catholic. She was a nun, for Pete's sake, and before, obviously, marrying my father. She's always – and she's raised us in the church and the whole nine. And, you know, even up to a couple weeks ago, I'm like, well, Mom, what about this – you know, because she reads my stuff and knows what I'm about now. What about this, you know – she wants an exception, or what if the mother's life is in danger, or what if she's raped? I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Why is that the baby's fault? You know, I mean, even after, you know, 60 years of being in that way of thought, and she's never been a pro-abortion person or anything like that at all. but you got to, you know, think it through. Even some people who say they're against, oh, but it should still be there. Well, then what? How different is that than marching, you know, with the code pink or what have you, Gloria Steinem? So I don't know. We have to make some more progress, Barbara. That's
well, and I would agree with you there, and I do agree with you there, and I think though, and I am staunchly pro-life, have been since I first started voting back when I was 18, and I'm significantly older than that now. But
we don't have to know that.
I think to initially get the legislation passed, they're going to have to put those exceptions in there just to get, you know, the initial pass. And once you get that initial pass, then you work on the rest. But very rarely is it a life of the mother situation. There are a few, like, such as if you get cancer and may not be able to take treatments. That's one of the probably truly only life of the mother situations where you couldn't deliver the baby and hope for the best.
Yeah, even at that, though, I mean, C-sections are here to stay, right?
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, with cancer is sometimes it's diagnosed early in the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And if you wait the 6 months to give the chemo, you know, the mother may not live. So that is truly a life of death. But me personally, I would save my baby. But, you know, that's some of the emotional stuff you'll run into if you don't at first allow that exception.
Yeah, and that's a tough one, too. But again, I mean, geez.
And that's not that common.
That's an understatement, yeah.
but it does happen, but it's not that common. So
right.
we would save hundreds of thousands of babies, you know, by, you know, allowing that exception situations like that.
Even if you were right, if that was something like that were written up, would it really pass? I don't think so. It's a very powerful lobby. And, you know, it's a voting block like anything else now, you know, they look at it, they balkanize, who do we need to win and how many of them are there? Right. And that's what they're thinking of. So in any event,
well, and they have the media and that's what we're here to do though. We're here to say, no, wait.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's another way to think about it. Right. All right. Well, I thank you so much for the call. It reminds me to get back on this year because I did want to talk about the events coming up here in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
And you're very welcome. Please feel free to chime in anytime.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, mate. See you later. Excuse me. Great callers. Great callers tonight. Thank you so much, folks. 718-305-7176 is the number. 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen radio program on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org, conservativenationradio.org. Click listen live. You can tune in to myself or any of the other shows during the week. Every night, basically, if you turn us on during the week here, you're going to have a show Monday through Friday, every night, every single one. And then Sunday afternoon, we got you hooked up as well, and we're working on Saturday. So stay tuned. Last night we actually had a premiere of a great new show a former Navy SEAL, Carl Higbee. And it's called Sound of Freedom. And his co-host is a former Navy JAG attorney, Guy Reschenthaler. And they're terrific guys. And I actually have some national notoriety and obviously wrote a book and I believe Guy is running for not attorney general, some kind of federal judgeship or something or other in Pennsylvania here. So pretty awesome. Way, way awesome. So as you may or may not know, there's an anniversary coming up. Roe versus Wade was decided 40 years ago on the 22nd of January. And to commemorate this every year, there are events within the pro-life community. The March for Life is held every year on Washington, D.C., up to from the National Mall, basically, to the Capitol. There have been hundreds of thousands of participants. And, of course, it bowls me over how you'll never even get a peep on the news about this. God forbid there's 100 people, you know, protesting some left-wing cause, and you'll hear about it. But, again, the 22nd is 11 days from now, a week from Tuesday. There'll be a lot of events, I'm sure, locally. There's one here in Wilmington, Delaware. Go to the center of town and make ourselves heard. Also on the Friday, we have a Priests for Life visit here to my neck of the woods. Priests for Life is a great organization of mostly Catholic priests. And they're very militant and, okay, don't take that the wrong way. They're militant about it. They're very vociferous in their support and to end abortion. And they'll be visiting here, and we're going to go to the local Planned Parenthood Center in Wilmington next Saturday, the 19th. And that should be interesting. Hold a prayer vigil. Okay. I'm sure things like that will be happening all over. And then on the 25th, there's just a couple of days of events in Washington, D.C. about the March for Life. But the actual march is on the 25th. It's Friday. And on this show that night, if I don't get to go, which right now it doesn't look like I can, but if I don't get to go, we're going to have an update from an organizer, someone who's very involved in the cause, has been for years, and I want to get her take firsthand on the day's events and the week's events. And God forbid there's some kind of controversy, then I want to the skinny from the eyewitness. Okay, so look forward to that on the 25th. And again, this is a solemn time. If we believe in protecting innocent kids, we truly do, and it's all about abolition. If it's not, then what are we really doing? Okay, either it's wrong or it's right. And it's not right. And beyond that, it's evil. Period. And we endorse it every day that it's legal. Time to talk about one more show. Please join Chris Ricketts for the Warrior Catholic Show on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Chris isn't afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in a world becoming hostile to biblical principles. Actually, former Marines aren't afraid of anything, are they? Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's perpetual plan for mankind's salvation. He might also talk about his time in the Commandant's Own, the Marine Drum and Bugle Corps in Washington, D.C. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatives. Conservatism for real conservatives. And we'll be back with our last segment in just one moment.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
we're back. Things I've seen, the final segment of the night. We've made it. I can hardly believe it. We are here, 10:47 p.m. on the 11th of January, 2013. This is the Things Not Seen program, my debut in this time slot, and it looks like I'll be staying here just like the X-Files of old. I am your refuge on a Friday night. And like I've said before, I really never went out on Fridays as it is, so I'm used to being in and shooting the breeze. Thanks for joining me. 718-305-7176 if you want to get in here, or save the number for the future. 718-305-7176, conservativenationradio.org. Go there, click on Listen Live, and you will get here or to any of our programs. And we sure appreciate you. You're listening and you're spreading the word on Facebook, Twitter, all your networks, your email lists, because we have some great plans, big guests for all our shows. I mean, quite well connected, if I may say. Excuse me. And we're fighting for our families and our freedoms, our religious liberties, and our country. So please join us. Conservative Nation Radio Network. Things Not Seen. So my last segment here, again, talking about guests, next week, hopefully, I pretty much confirm, I just have to shore it up for the time, we'll be speaking with a representative from Voice of the Martyrs. You can reach them at persecution.com. As I said earlier, that's, to me, they're the preeminent charity for Christian work in the world. And it's so, so valuable what they're doing. They basically, they'll take Bibles into places where they're not allowed. They will help Christians establish safe meeting places. They will provide money and food and support for widows and orphans of those who are killed as martyrs, true martyrs, not Islamic martyrdom where you kill yourself and try to take others with you. This is dying for the faith of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So those who refuse to deny him and were killed. And it happens every day. It's not in the past. It's not in the Roman Colosseum. It's in dozens of countries in this world. And we are one in the church. I don't care your denomination. The Lord says we're one body. So we have to care for each other. And we are bound to them. Hebrews 13:3 is their main thrust to let you know that we have to remember our persecuted family. Because, A, we might end up being just like them. And we're not immune from that. This world is set against us. And if persecuted our Lord, it's going to persecute us. It's the bottom line. So hopefully we'll go into much more detail next week with Voice of the Martyrs representative here on the airwaves of Things Not Seen. And what else? March for Life did that. Roe versus Wade anniversary. Again, just want to, you know, make it clear, we're just talking about abolitionist movements. You know, William Wilberforce was a great hero of mine, and it's just such a inspiration. And to know his story, he's the really one of the first abolitionists in Great Britain. And several hundred years ago. And it took him almost his whole life to see anything happen, to just stop the slave trade, forget knocking out the practice. So, and talk about a hard worker. And he was in the government. I mean, he's not some guy shouting from a rooftop who didn't have any power. Took him year after year after year after year. So So, but he never wavered on the commitment to the goal, because wrong is wrong. And that's what needed to happen. And that's what needs to happen here. So remember that great injustice was done. There's a proof that has a T-shirt out that I really want to buy. It says on the front, it says, "Remember Dred," as in Dred Scott, the case that said that black people were not human, basically, were less than a man, were property to be owned, and that justified the legality of slavery. Remember that as you think of the Roe versus Wade decision. Remember Dred and abolish Roe. Same thing, folks. Same thing. So, yeah, we'll talk about that more as the weeks progress. And, of course, like I said, we got some NFL playoffs. NHL season, hockey's here, or will be shortly. And that's pretty cool. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, to be honest with you. I am a big Flyers fan, Philadelphia Flyers. Huge. I mean, I've liked them since I was 8. And I don't follow the league, but I do follow them. Call me what you will, but that's the reality. So I'm happy to have the Flyers back. Cool. And my son is happy as well. And of course we got our Duke Blue Devils, who are the number one team in the nation. Thank you very much. And again, I've followed Duke religiously since high school. And it's been a great ride here. This year, I really wasn't expecting, top five team, maybe, hopefully, at the end of the year. Maybe, number five. We've been number one now almost since the start of the season. And it's looking real good. ACC conference is not very strong. And we could roll right into the tournament as a number one seed. And, barring something catastrophic injury-wise, you got the best coach in the game and one of the best schemes. So it'll be fun. Hopefully we can win another title here. Duke. And, again, both my sons actually enjoy the basketball, which is pretty awesome. And, I like the NBA. I like the Sixers, but Bobby Clark, Bernie Perrant. Look at this. Just throwing the old names out. I love it. The NBA is an inferior game to college to me. College basketball is 2 hours, you're done. That's awesome. It's very fast-paced. You get two halves, and that's it. And obviously, the skill isn't as high as the pros, not even close most of the time, but great atmosphere, great time frame to catch it. Anyway, good stuff. That's about all I wanted to cover tonight, folks. Sincerely appreciate you being with me. I'm glad I have this opportunity. I'm very blessed to be able to present it to you. And I hope to live up to the expectation of you, the listener, and my fellow compatriots with the Conservative Nation Radio Network, professionals all. And I appreciate them very much. And hopefully we can do something good here with my show and all of us. So I thank you for listening. If you'd like to call in next week, same bat time, same bat channel, 9 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. to 11, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. ConservativeNationRadio.org is the website. Please go there. Check out all we have to offer. Also, TheTraditionalAmericanMovement.com. Find us on Facebook, please, and like us at Conservative Nation Radio. And then we are on Twitter. Our name there is CNR Show, CNR Show Twitter handle. And hashtag CNR Show and Things Not Seen from my program, Things Not Seen. Please feel free. So, from the Trinity Media Studios, I'll be signing off for the week. Thanks for participating. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to this on a recording, thanks. God loves you too. And I love you for listening. So thank you again. Hope to see you next week. Thinking of leaving early. Man, get the heck out of here with this. Man. Oh, and thanks for staying. Oh, well, you're welcome. I don't know how I stayed awake, actually. Batteries and turbines, you know, all that stuff. The hamster is tired, okay? The wheels are slowing down. So I will certainly see you next week. I thank you for participating. And please, please do remember that we have a choice every day of what we do and who we serve. So we have to choose this day who we serve, who will your house follow. Thank you. God bless you all. And I'm not going to prison. You can't make me. Good night. And good luck. God bless you. Now,